Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors.
Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your hosts, research scientist Tom Palladino, and just me, Monet Kelso. We're so honored to have you joining us tonight, and we have such exciting news. We have two amazing testimonials tonight. You're going to get to experience the power of scalar energy by just hearing about it. And tonight we have some medical documentation to back up all of this talk that we're having about divine energy. And so it is my honor and my pleasure to introduce to you our host, research scientist Tom Palladino. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, thank you once again. Good evening, everybody. Hello, Monet.
Okay, so we're embarking on a journey with scalar energy. We're on a mission because we're seeing so many amazing results in the lives of people that have suffered for so long without answers, that we want everybody to know that there's hope, with scalar energy. There's hope. And so tonight we're bringing on two very special guests that will be joining us and sharing their stories with us so that you can decide for yourself. And one thing I do know, Tom, is that all of us have an internal capacity to recognize truth on some level.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I know in my years in the legal field in dealing with judges and attorneys that literally after the judge sat on a bench for a certain amount of time, he could, you know, pick a lie out almost with his eyes closed, because there's just a format to truth and there's a format to lies on the energetic level that even if our consciousness doesn't recognize it, our higher self, our energy self, does recognize it. And so tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be able to hear with your heart, with your energy body, with your mind, truth. People telling the truth about what's really happening to them because of scalar energy. Now, just to recap, research scientist Tom Palladino has been developing his longitudinal scalar generator for over a quarter of a century. This isn't something, you know, somebody just thought of, and it's built on the work of the greats such as Nikola Tesla, which I think people are becoming more and more familiar with. Don't you think, Tom, that Nikola Tesla's more in the mainstream than ever before?
Of course. People are starting to realize his brilliance, of course.
Well, a lot of people have heard of Tesla Motors, and I don't know if they actually use Tesla technology in their cars, but it was a great advertisement for Nikola Tesla, and they're pretty cool electric cars, and they go very fast. But I encourage everyone, if you hear something tonight that pricks your curiosity, go ahead and Google Nikola Tesla and read about what he was doing way back in the day. And he was pulling energy out of the air because he discovered some things about scalar energy. And then he figured out and experimented on how to harness it. Well, that's exactly what research scientist Tom Palladino has done. In his quarter of a century of research and experimentation, he has created an instrument that harnesses and specifically directs the scalar energy, and it can direct it anywhere in the world. Tom, is it true that you have clients all over the world?
I do. I frequently treat people in Australia, Asia, Africa. Scalar energy has no boundaries, people. I can treat anybody in the world without any impediment whatsoever.
And what's also interesting about the scalar wave is that because Tom uses a photograph, which is basically like your fingerprint, it's like a liked signature fingerprint, and that photograph uniquely identifies you and also carries more information, I think, than we realize. We were discussing that last radio show, Tom, about how primitive people's oftentimes don't want their our indigenous peoples that have been, quote-unquote, uncivilized, although sometimes I wonder who's more civilized. They don't want their picture taken because they feel that it's going to steal their soul.
Yeah.
Well, we may not understand all the dynamics of a photograph, but scalar energy does, and it's able to pull from the photograph a direct pipeline to you from your photograph, no matter where you are in the world. It seems almost unbelievable, but it isn't when you understand light energy, and that's why we're encouraging you to just go take a look at Nikola Tesla. Start understanding that these things are possible, because really, when did Tesla build his tower, Tom? Do you know around the...
I believe it was 1907. Nikola Tesla, people, he erected an incredible scalar energy tower in Long Island, New York. And his intent was to provide relatively inexpensive energy, scalar energy, to mankind. Well, that project in Long Island really never got off the ground, but had Tesla succeeded, we would have been using scalar energy today instead of electricity.
Well, I'm thinking about the photograph on your website, Tom, which is, ladies and gentlemen, www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S as in summer, E-L, F as in future, H-E-A-L-G-O.com. I'm thinking of a photograph of you holding light bulbs in a bag over your scalar instrument, and the light bulbs are lighting up.
Right, exactly. Well, how does that happen? Well, once again, as Monet said, I access the free energy, if you will, of the universe. Scalar energy is there. It's simply produced, it is broadcast by every star in the universe, hence we have an ample supply, an infinite supply of energy. Well, I simply access that energy with my scalar energy instrument. And one of the phenomena that I've typically experienced in my laboratory is that light bulbs illuminate. I don't have to plug in a light bulb to anything. A light bulb will illuminate on account of the fact that the atmosphere is charged with scalar energy. It's incredible. This is leading to relatively inexpensive energy. Eventually, this will supplant the present-day energy structure.
And so just imagine, now this is not electric energy that's lighting these light bulbs, is it, Tom?
No, it is not. It's scalar energy, correct.
So therefore, you're not going to get zapped if you do the scalar energy. In fact, what everyone's reporting that I've spoken with is that the first thing they start to feel is an incredible sense of well-being.
Yes.
And even bliss. I've heard that word from some of your clients, Tom, even bliss. So it's nothing to be frightened of. And the reason being, as Tom has explained to us so eruditely in our other programs, is because it really is like the stem cell of energies. You know how they use stem cells to differentiate into different other tissue cells? They're experimenting with growing organs and all those sorts of things with stem cells. I know they're having very successful experiments with growing new teeth, which is super exciting for people that have lost teeth. And so scalar energy is like the stem cell of energies. It's, as it were, the primordial energy that really is the space between the protons, the neutrons, and the electrons. And so when we realize that there's all this information packed in the orbiting particles of every molecule and atom in our bodies, and that this scalar energy is pervasive throughout it all, maybe we want our light bulb to light up too, because the scalar energy has the divine intelligence that the body can utilize to restore its own function. And that's what's so exciting about it. You don't have to worry about getting shocked. It's going to be sent directly to you, and we're so excited to have you listen to some of our guests tonight tell their stories. But until they come on with us, I'm just going to read you a couple of our latest testimonies off of Tom's website, www.selfhealgo.com, where you can go and you can read up on scalar energy for yourself. You can read some of the testimonies. You can read the frequently asked questions and do your due diligence to make sure that you are ready for one of the most exciting innovations in health and wellness, I think probably ever, Tom, but we don't want to speak in hyperbole. Okay, I have one quick testimony, and then we're going to take a break. And after we come back from break, we're going to hear live testimonials from our guests. Here it says, "Hi, Tom. I am doing great. I'm definitely losing weight. I put on a jacket today that I haven't worn for a few weeks. It's too big for me. That feels so great. It's 100% the Scalar Energy Fat Metabolism. I haven't been doing anything differently." Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about losing weight here, too. So hang with us after the break, and we'll have exciting live testimonials for you to listen to. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with research scientist Tom Palladino and his co-host Monet Kelso here tonight. We're here to excite your wildest imagination. We're here to restore your hope and tell you about one of the greatest innovations in wellness since Nikola Tesla first discovered the power of longitudinal scalar waves. And so we have joining us tonight two live testimonials. And if you know anybody that has the herpes virus, that is suffering with this virus, which, by the way, Tom, the latest research that I read said that it's one of the precursors to Alzheimer's and MS in certain cases.
Yes. Yes. And I think there's evidence to substantiate that. So many people with Alzheimer's have now been identified as carrying, as to be infected with the herpes virus, specifically herpes 1. Is that the only cause of Alzheimer's? Well, I don't believe so, but nevertheless, it seems to be a contributing factor. I would not be surprised. Much research still needs to be done.
Well, you know, as I found in my health practice and my years of study, there's never one magic pill, and there's never one thing that contributed to someone's total health degradation milieu. It's many layers, it's many factors. But one thing I do know about the herpes virus is that it attacks the nerves, and it creates inflammation in the nerves. And the brain is, you know, a big nerve. So obviously, if that virus is attacking, you know, neural tissue, that's not going to have a good outcome on the brain. I literally know people that have had herpes outbreaks inside of their body, on their organs, on their eyeballs. I mean, once the immune system gets broken down, and actually the herpes virus in combination with the Epstein-Barr virus, and of course a lot of other co-infections like Candida, but which everyone seems to be loaded with right now, Tom,
mm-hmm. Sure.
That these things all work together to degrade the system so that something like herpes can opportunize and then actually cause severe damage. So let's talk about your pathogen cleanse, Tom. How does that work?
Very much like, by way of analogy, in principle, the same way an opera singer can shatter glass with her voice. Many of you are familiar that a vocalist, a trained vocalist, can actually sing a note and shatter a wine glass. Well, that's the law of resonance. And in many ways, scalar energy behaves in a similar fashion. I can, if you will, make a germ, a pathogen, disassemble simply by broadcasting its identical energy back into the germ. Much like if a vocalist can shatter a wine glass with her voice, I can shatter a germ with scalar energy. Everything is energy. Everything is dependent upon energy. And once we understand the secret behind it and how scalar energy works, it's rather routine and easy to break apart a germ.
Well, you know, actually, anyone can go onto YouTube right now, and they can search for a video with the word RIF, as in future E, paramecium. And this was research done in the 30s and 40s by a gentleman named Dr. Royal Raymond Rife, who was a medical doctor. And he identified that each organism has its own unique signature frequency. And frequency is merely the vibrational rate at which the electromagnetism of that biology resonates at. And so what he did, he was experimenting with these organisms, and he just fed them back their own energy. And you can watch it with your own eyes on YouTube, and these things blow up. because they cannot sustain their same energy fed back to them. It basically neutralizes them. What's really exciting, though, because in the situation with Rife, all the contents of that organism is then released, if this happens to be in the bloodstream with Rife technologies, all the contents of that organism is released in the bloodstream, and people can get co-infections, co-viruses, depending upon what organisms they're going after, specifically certain parasites that are loaded with filth. And so if you just use a Rife technology to devitalize those pathogens, there's a lot of junk cell wall material and stuff that flows into the bloodstream, and people get what's called a Herxheimer response or a healing crisis. Tom, do your clients ever have healing crises?
No. And the reason being is we're not working with a chemical. Scalar energy obviously is light, it's energy. It does not experience any type of degradation, any type of chemical reaction. Whereas many people who work with pharmaceutical products, they likewise will have a reaction, but that reaction is chemical. It's not a light reaction. So, in short, I never experience any type of die-off or any type of chemical reaction, simply by virtue of the fact I'm not working with chemicals.
Well, and also, there's not a die-off because the organism aren't being, you know, broken apart as much as they're being disassembled.
That's right.
So the down to the basic elements, carbon, hydrogen, you know, these are things that you don't need to detox from. These are things that actually the body can utilize to help restore its own function. So really what ends up happening is the pathogen ends up becoming your food. Instead of having this huge die-off from some of these other treatment modalities that actually are effective against pathogen, but at what price and at what cost? Some people, their physical body is so degraded that they couldn't handle a die-off. It could knock their liver out. It can knock their kidneys out. Their channels of elimination aren't open. But with scalar energy, and specifically the scalar energy technology that Tom Palladino has, you don't ever have to be concerned about having a Herxheimer response or a healing crisis. That means you're not going to get a fever. You're not going to get a rash. You're not going to get bowel disturbances. You're not going to get extra fatigued. Now, there is one factor that if there's a lot of chaos in the body, the scalar energy is going to bring coherence or order. So during a time of reorganization, severe cases might require a little more rest, but that's just because your body needs time to work on itself. It's got all this good information and all this good energy. You betcha it needs some time to work on itself. But that is not a healing crisis. It's not the same as getting those like back in the day, Tom, when we used to do cleanses and stuff, oh, the headaches, you know, oh, the rashes and the things, because we didn't understand. We just wanted to, you know, go gangbusters. But the beauty of the new paradigm that scalar technology brings for wellness, none of that stuff is a factor. Now, Tom, we have two people joining us tonight. Do we know when they're going to be joining us?
I would have hoped they would have called in by now, but let's just keep the dialogue going, and we'll perhaps read a couple testimonials as we wait for them.
Okay, that's what I'll do. I'll read some more of the new ones, and we'll just see when everybody crops up. And so here we have a third-week report about fat metabolism. Hello, Tom, and everyone on your team. Week 3 report. I feel lighter and not so heavy. I move with ease and without pain most of the time. My energy seems stronger. I feel blessed to be 58 years old and not have chronic pain going on in my body. That is really exciting. So they said, I'm doing together the fat metabolism hormone pathogen chakra nutrient treatments this month. I've done the pathogen chakra nutrient 2 other times before. I really do believe that this technology has made a great contribution to my good health. Once they start and they start to realize, wow, my body is receiving this energy and is fixing itself, and I'm starting to feel good, and I'm almost 60 years old, and I now no longer have pain in my body. They're like, give it all to me, Tom.
we really getting at here, people? Scalar energy is corrective energy. It's intelligent energy. When I am working with my high-powered scalar energy instruments, there's something that I can do with this. I can indeed control germs. I can break apart germs. But there is something much deeper, much more subtle about scalar energy in that it corrects many problems in the body that are beyond my ability. Scalar energy is a pattern body, if you will. Scalar energy is responsible for our DNA. It's responsible for our emotional code. Scalar energy is responsible for our chakras. So when I'm working with this perfect energy, this divine energy, it has, if you will, coincidental upshots. Some of the results are phenomenal, all by virtue of the fact that scalar energy is self-organizing, it's self-correcting, it's a divine energy, it's a perfect energy. So it automatically corrects the psyche as well as the body. That's the beauty of scalar energy. It has a mind and intelligence on its own.
And the body, it's almost like the divine intelligence of the body and the divine intelligence of the scalar, when they get together, just beautiful things happen all the way around. I have a testimony here. It says, "Hi, Tom, my clothes are looser, and yesterday my coworker said you look like you're losing weight." These are people that are not going on diets. Here's another one. "Hi, Tom, I feel great and have lost 1 kilo so far. Something good is happening in the body. I love this feeling." Here's another one. "Hi, Tom, I notice my waist getting smaller and my clothes looser. I feel good. Trimming down. Thanks. I am very grateful for your work."
Right. So what are we getting at, people? I work with scalar energy to metabolize fat. I am actually capable of using scalar energy to assemble hormones as well as enzymes in the body that have been proven in the past to what? To metabolize, to break down fat. Well, this program that I've worked with is now showing great fruit, favorable results. Without any type of dieting on the part of people, I simply am able to direct this energy to instruct the body to assemble enzymes such as lipase so that the body can start metabolizing fat on its own. Without diet, without exercise, scalar energy is metabolizing fat. And the upshot of that is people lose weight. It's incredible. It indeed is a testimony to what scalar energy is capable of doing.
Here, everybody's been looking for the magic weight loss plan. Well, I think we found it. And I have another weight testimonial. It says, "Dear Tom and team, thank you so much for these sessions. I am definitely losing weight. I am most aware of the changes in my midsection and upper arms." And you know, Tom, those two body areas are usually very, very difficult areas for people to lose weight. You see, the beautiful thing is when the divine intelligence of the body gets the information that's in the scalar energy field, it's able to balance itself more readily. So spot weight loss, those difficult to lose spots, the body's going to go to work on them. It's been wanting to go to work on those areas, but it didn't have the oomph. Right now, our bodies are being degraded by many, many different factors that most of us are not aware of. Toxic chemicals in the environment, in everything that we touch. For instance, if you get into your car on a hot day and you don't roll the windows down first and let the air condition blow out first, you're going to be taking in, by way of air, 3,000 milligrams of benzene, which is a horrific solvent and poison. And the EPA says that really we should not have an exposure to benzene of more than 125 milligrams. Oh, well, that's like, almost 300 times the dose of what the EPA says is toxic. And that's just getting in your car one time. And so what these chemicals do is they burden the immune system. And the immune system has to make a decision. It has to either protect the body from the poisons, or it has to fight off the pathogens. And invariably, the body will choose to protect the vital organs from poison. and it will shunt these poisons into fatty suspension, into fatty tissue, until a later time when it can deal with it. Well, what the scalar energy does is it gives this the body the information it needs both to gently detox and also to deal with the pathogens. So the pathogens get broken apart. Now the immune system can start going to work on slowly eliminating these toxins from the body. And so it's going to be an all-around treatment, an all-around beneficial element influencing all of the body systems, and as Tom said before, even the emotional body. And do we have Charlene with us yet? Okay, well, we're going to come back. We're going to come back later and talk to Charlene. I'm going to read some more testimonials. This is so much fun. It says, perhaps the biggest issue for me right now is that when I saw one of my health providers, he was able to identify that my mercury levels were very high, which is understandable given that I worked for a dentist 40 years ago and I would literally squeeze mercury out of amalgam through a cloth with my hands. All past efforts to detox the heavy metals have yielded some response. But this is the first time where I think the combination of interventions may lead to a much lower level within a short period of time. And the fat metabolism program is one key. And so you see, this is exactly what we just talked about, Tom, because the burden is being taken off the immune system.
Yes.
Because
yes.
The pathogens are being deconstructed down to carbon, hydrogen, basic elements, the body can now go to work on these things that would have normally overwhelmed it. And that's kind of where everybody's finding themselves. Where they're overwhelmed with chemicals. They're overwhelmed with heavy metals. They're overwhelmed by GMO foods. And then we're also being exposed to high levels of electromagnetic pollution from cell phone towers, from our cell phones, from microwave towers, from military radar. And all of these things are serving to overwhelm our poor bodies that were never really designed for these kinds of exposures. But isn't it beautiful? This just proves, Tom, that our Creator is a loving Creator, and there's always answers. And I'm so thankful for people like you, Tom, that keep digging until they get the answers. That's why I'm still here today. And I can tell you personally, I was born with some very rare genetic conditions and had suffered a series of 25 years of continuous malpractice because none of the doctors that I saw had any experience with these particular conditions. And so as things went, I only got worse. I won't go into the details, but my health was degraded to the point that it didn't really matter as much what I did in the natural. I had all of the best of everything. Until I started Tom's scalar energy treatments, I couldn't get over the hump. I couldn't break through. And since I started these treatments, Tom, I've really turned a corner. My energy level is beautiful. I'm sleeping better. I have more strength, and I have a lot less pain. So I'm personally here to give testimony that this is real. And we have Charlene with us now. Charlene, are you with us?
Yes, I'm finally here.
Thanks for being a trooper and joining us
no
tonight.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to support Tom in this amazing work that he does.
Well, also, Charlene, you're going to give a lot of people hope tonight with your story. So please tell us, what first brought you to Tom's Scalar Energy Treatments?
Well, that was kind of serendipitous or providential, depending on your belief system. I was involved with a pet product that made use of scalar energy, and I had never even heard of scalar energy. So I was just trying to educate myself, doing some research online, and I stumbled on his website and decided to give it a try. And that was in July of 2013. And this afternoon, in preparing for giving this testimonial, I went back and looked at my emails from July 2013 so that I could be sure that I was giving an accurate account of what happened.
We're going to need to take a quick break. But this is kind of exciting, Charlene, because I have a feeling that those old emails kind of brought it all back to you in a big way.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we're going to come right back with Charlene. She's going to tell us her story. Everybody stay tuned, and we'll see you right back on the Divine Energy Radio Show. Welcome back, everyone, to the Divine Energy Radio Show. We're speaking with research scientist Tom Palladino, the inventor and creator of a longitudinal scalar generator that is having amazing effects on people's health. And we have with us a very special guest, Charlene, who was just about to tell us her experience with Tom's scalar energy treatments. So you went back to your old emails when you first started treatments, and what did you find, Charlene?
Well, I remember that within just a couple of days after starting the treatments, I wrote to him on July 19th, and I said that I have, I'll just quote it. I said, I slept more soundly than I have in many days. I had also included my three pets, two cats, two elderly cats, and an elderly dog, as well as some family members in our group to receive Tom's treatments. And I reported that, quote, my two old cats have been eating better these past 2 days than they usually do, especially the male cat who has kidney disease. And I also told Tom that the day before I had gotten an email from my mother, who has always had sleep problems. And she reported that she was sleeping more deeply since Tom's treatment started, even though at that point they were having a heat wave in Pittsburgh where she lives, and she wasn't sleeping as long because of the heat, but she felt that she was getting better sleep, sleeping more deeply. And then a few days later on July 22nd, I wrote this to Tom, and I'll just read the whole thing. I felt more clear-headed today than I have in a long, long time, and I was able to work without fighting against a blanket of fatigue. I can't remember the last time I felt this, certainly more than a few years. I turned off the lights last night at 11:30, almost unheard of for me, because I usually would have been staying up very, very late. And while I did not sleep as soundly as I have on some other nights since you started treating us, I did sleep for 9 hours, and the last two or three were very good quality hours. Also, my cats continue to be eating well, which is especially heartening in the case of the older and ailing male cat. I even caught him yesterday running around a little bit in a skittish, kittenish way, which I've never seen him do in the 2.5 years since I've adopted him.
Wow!
And then... yeah, what I saw with my cat was really exciting, because with a cat, and Tom and I discussed this in our emails, you know, the cat doesn't know that it's getting scalar energy treatments, so there's no, you know, psychological effect or anything like that. You know, he's not making it up. He's exhibiting exactly what he feels.
I know. It's beautiful. The animals are almost like a perfect control group.
Yeah.
Because there is zero placebo effect going on here.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so it's been, and so tell us more. So that was in July. Then what happened?
That was in July, and at the end of the first month, my mother wrote to me, completely unprompted by me, and she said she wanted to sign us up for another month. And she reported that she had been getting, again, deeper and better quality sleep, an increase in her energy levels. She even went into detail about her good bowel movement and being able to relax and unwind more easily. She gets, you know, tightly wound up over things, and that is a waste of energy that she can't afford to waste. She's almost 80 now. So my mother has always been sort of my canary in the mine shaft whenever I'm trying out new health things. I always include her, and she's one of these people who's very sensitive and very aware of what's going on with her body, much more so than I am. And so when I know that things are working for her, I'm much more inclined to say, okay, this thing really does work. And in the case of Tom's treatments, it was almost instantaneous that she came back and said, this works, and it, you know, continued to work for the whole month to the point where she wanted to continue. And after a couple of months, well, after the first 2 months, we both just decided that we were going to continue with this long term. I do know that many of Tom's clients sign up because they have specific health issues and they see those health issues being resolved over a period of time, and then they drop off. In the case of my mother and me, we didn't have any, you know, huge health problem that we needed resolved, but we did have sort of, you know, underlying not feeling that great, feeling like we could or should feel better. And what we experienced was convincing enough to us that we decided we don't want to be without this. This is a significant health improvement. And for the cost, if you sort of do a cost analysis, we could be spending the same money on vitamins or supplements or doctor's bills or drugs or, you know, any number of other things. So why not spend it on Tom's treatments that we were convinced were helping us and giving us a better quality of life without us needing to do anything more than to just be on the receiving end of it.
Well, what a great investment in energy wellness at the atomic level. And so what's your experience now after all of this time has passed?
Yes. Well, after all this time, here's what I've noticed. And some of it didn't even occur to me until I went back and thought about how things had changed. For several years prior to starting the treatments, I had been having mild knee pain. It wasn't anything debilitating. But it was persistent and it was recurring. It would come and go. And every time it came, I think, oh my gosh, you know, okay, I'm getting older. This is what happens. It's gone now. I don't remember when it stopped being a problem. I noticed it one night when I was listening to one of Tom's calls, and he mentioned that he had no more knee pain, that his knee pain had disappeared. And I thought, oh my gosh, me too. and then when Tom added the hormone therapy, this was such a blessing to me because I had just started into perimenopause and had gone through about a month of hot flashes, and I was thinking, this is just miserable. How much longer can I expect this to go on? And then Tom started the hormone therapy, and again, I wasn't even thinking about it. And then one night I thought, those hot flashes aren't bothering me anymore. What happened? And I finally put two and two together and realized that it could only be the hormone therapy because there was nothing else that had changed. And that hormone therapy I credit with a return of my monthly cycle for a period of time, and also with really, really significant reduction in hair loss. I have very long hair, and it's always been very thick, and people always complain when they have to share a bathroom with me because there's just hair all over the floor all the time. And the hair loss now is so much significantly less than even when I was very, very young, you know, in my teens or 20s when, you know, hair loss isn't usually an issue because I had so much hair, just the, you know, regular percentage of hair loss in my case was a lot of hair.
Right, right.
And now there's hardly anything that comes off my brush by comparison. And again, I can only attribute it to the hormone therapy because nothing else has changed.
Well, these are such major issues for people right now. We're talking about energy, sleep, weight loss. Menopause is a nightmare for so many millions of women. Everybody's looking for the magic pill, and I think we have the Holy Grail. I think we've got something better than the magic pill. We've got the holy grail
and
of health
without
here.
Without having to do anything.
Now, of course,
be on the receiving end.
We all do encourage everyone to eat healthy. The body does need building blocks to rebuild tissue, and the scalar energy, we haven't figured out how to do that yet, but the scalar energy is going to give you everything else you need. If you just put in the healthy food and you get good, clean, pure water for your animals and for yourself, really the scalar energy knows how to do pretty much everything else. Just have to give the body the building blocks so that it can rebuild. So we don't encourage people to keep eating McDonald's, you know, and say, hey, I'm going to lose weight anyway. Yes, you probably will. But if you want to be a good steward of your body, you've got to give your body good fuel if you want to build good tissue. And the scalar energy will give you give your body the tools that it needs to rebuild itself the way that it was designed to do by helping to remove these blockages to health. So, Charlene, tell us some more. How about the cats?
The cats are still doing well. They're still around, and they are geriatric cats. So that in and of itself says something. The other thing I did want to mention was, again, when I was thinking about what I would say tonight, I thought, you know, I can't remember the last time I had a cold, and we certainly haven't had any bouts with the flu since Tom's scalar treatments began, and you know that's a pathogen that causes both of those things. So it only stands to reason that that's the reason why we haven't gotten sick with these things in all this time.
Wow, that's amazing. And how's your mom feeling now?
My mom is doing very well. She, like me, just depends on Tom's treatments. She's, as I said, almost 90. She still lives on her own. And the fact that she gets these treatments from Tom, I think, is helping her be able to maintain the kind of life that she wants to live right now.
And isn't this what our seniors deserve? Do they deserve to sit in front of a pillbox and throw down all of these toxic drugs that have all of these horrific side effects? Wouldn't it be better to just get a beautiful beam of energy to come through and to enable them to live independently like your mom is living and to be able to sleep and have energy and go about her life that she really deserves to live? That's such a beautiful, beautiful story. And Charlene, I honestly feel that even if someone doesn't have a health problem, just based on the exposures that we're having, why wait? Why wait until something breaks? You know, prevention, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I think that to protect the body from these things and to prevent a breakdown, that signing up for this scalar energy is the best insurance policy you could ever have. I think it works a lot better than Obamacare. And it's also, ladies and gentlemen, it's super affordable. It is so much less expensive than Obamacare. Tom has made these treatments accessible to everyone financially. And so this is really what we've all been hoping for. It's what we've all needed. And why wait until there's a health problem? All of us could stand to lose a little bit of weight. Give it a try. See what happens. You can go right now to www.selfheal.go, that's S as in summer, E-A-L, F as in future, H-E-A-L-G-O.com, and sign up. See what happens with scalar energy. Give it a try. You may not understand the science of it, but if you read up on Nikola Tesla, one and one might start adding up to two, and it might give you the impetus to go ahead and give it a try. Charlene, is there anything else you want to add?
I just wanted to reiterate what you've already said and something that my mother and I are both doing and what I'm doing with my pets, which is, you know, good diet, healthy diet, keep everything as clean in your life as you can. giving our bodies, supporting our bodies with all of the building blocks they need to function at an optimum level. And the scalar energy treatments just help promote the body and its ability to do what it needs to do, but also, you know, all of those things that you said about diet and everything else, giving your body everything else that it needs, are things that my mother and I are consciously making an effort to do, and I think it all works together.
It really does. It really does. Well, Charlene, it's been such a pleasure to have you on as a guest. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and please give your mom and your babies, your baby kitties, our regards. And we'll hope you come back and give us a report here in the future, too. We'd love to hear updates, and it lets people see the progression of how things really just keep getting better and better the longer that you're on the treatments.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. It's been an honor.
Thank you,
Charlene.
Charlene. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Well, Tom.
Quite telling, wasn't it? I mean, she really touched all the bases. Her response, her mother's response, the response that her cats, her pets have had, this is typical. This is nothing out of the ordinary. It all calls to mind what a wonderful tool scalar energy is. Again, we are working with a fundamental force in nature. We are working with energy, and energy allows us to improve human health in many ways that we were never able to do so by way of surgery or by way of pharmaceutical products or by way of other modalities. Scalar energy is a different approach. It has great potential for mankind. That's what we're trying to underscore tonight. We're trying to show how this is indeed a reality, how scalar energy can improve the health of everyone, regardless of your condition, regardless of your age, your gender, regardless of your diet. It doesn't matter. Scalar energy can enhance human health, and it essentially will serve to be universal health care. It will be recognized as a way to improve the health of everybody on the planet.
Here's another testimony from your website, Tom. It says, I've been on regular scalar since June and added the fat metabolism a few weeks ago. The longer I am on scalar, the better I feel. And so it is a cumulative effect, because the longer the body has this information, the longer that it has the coherence, which means order. And we know that all the systems in the universe, including the solar system, depend on being in order. If one planet was to go off orbit even slightly, it would create catastrophic repercussions. And the same thing happens in our body. When these ordered systems in our body become chaotic from microwaves, cell towers, GMOs, toxic chemicals, pesticides, the disorder in the body responds to the scalar energy by the body putting things back into order, using the intelligence, the divine intelligence of this energy, to put things back into order. And so this is why it's so vital to continue with the treatments, because the bombardment we're under is not going to stop. And so this is the perfect insurance policy, the universal health care that everybody has been dreaming about. I have another testimony here. This is from someone that had celiac disease. And it said, this is a wonderful testimony. They had literally tried to make themselves have a reaction, and they could not. They also said, I am also prone to cold sores, and they have not developed the way they would in the past. They're coming up but not coming out. They're fizzling out before they even break out. And I believe it's only a matter of time before they disappear altogether. Now, Tom, you've had some other responses for herpes virus and cold sores. Tell us about those.
Yeah. What does scalar energy do? Well, in short, scalar energy is able to break apart, to disassemble the herpes virus. And typically, when I start working with people who are infected with the herpes virus, they might have one last episode, one last symptom of a breakout. But after that, usually people don't experience any more symptoms, any more cold sores, any more fever blisters. Why? Well, we've disassembled the germ. And if the herpes virus no longer exists in the body, ultimately the symptoms start to fade, start to diminish, and subsequently, in most cases, those symptoms no longer are evidenced. We have simply eradicated the pathogen, the causative agent of herpes, and in so doing, we no longer have symptoms that are what associated with a germ, a pathogen. I've done this routinely to the extent that so many people now are reporting to me that they no longer have any symptoms of herpes, whereas perhaps for some, they suffered from this infection for years, 5, 10, 15 years. They had a herpes infection and subsequent symptoms. Well, now they're asymptomatic for the first time in years. Why? Well, the virus no longer exists. If we can eradicate a virus, the symptoms will abate.
Well, isn't it true, Tom, that you even have clients that have gone and gotten the metabolic or the PCR test for herpes, and what were the results that they got?
Yeah. Invariably, the people who follow up my treatments with a diagnostic test, many of them will have a PCR, polymerase chain reaction, or as many people call it, a DNA test. Those DNA tests come back undetectable. There's no trace, there's no sign of the herpes virus left in their bodies.
Here's one of those testimonies right now, Tom. It says, "Hi, Tom and staff. I tested negative on my herpes virus after scalar treatment. I was positive in March. This is mind-blowing."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. So we have before and after viral load test. Before, people were indeed infected with the herpes virus. After the scalar energy treatments, there's no sign that the virus is still present. The viral load is undetectable. Why? Well, the virus was disassembled. We changed the molecular structure of the herpes virus. It's been broken down into elements such as carbon, oxygen, nitrogen. What I'm getting at is we can take a molecular structure, change its chemical composition, and reduce that virus into smaller components. That's the beauty of scalar energy.
Here's another testimony I have here. It says, "My energy has improved greatly, as well as my back issues. I overall feel sharper mentally and am much happier. My digestion has also improved greatly." I mean, these are pervasive effects. So it really doesn't matter. You don't need to call Tom and say, "Hey, I have this condition. Will it help me?" It helps the body do what it was created to do, which is heal itself. When we cut ourselves with a knife, do we hope that our skin is going to repair itself? No, because the body was created to repair itself after an injury. In fact, every day a healthy body makes cancer cells, and every day a healthy immune system kills those cancer cells. Well, what happens that all of a sudden the immune system stops doing that? What happens is the immune system is so overburdened by the pathogen load. Cancer is really just the final icing on the cake. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have presented to you a beautiful testimony. There's more testimonies at www.selfhealgo.com, where you can read for yourself the amazing stories that we're getting about scalar energy and the pervasive overall effect. No matter what the condition, the body knows what to do when it has the power, the tools, and the information that it needs to deal with all of these blockages to health. Tom, is there anything that you want to add before we sign off tonight?
Once again, I thank everybody for your attention and your interest. Scalar energy is going to serve to change the course of human history. This is a different way of living, people. Scalar energy is a new source of energy in which we can find vast applications. And the day is coming that scalar energy will serve to replace our current energy system. Life will be better. This will bring about happiness. That's what we're trying to impart tonight, that scalar energy is an incredible gift from God, that once it is embraced and incorporated around the world, this is a new way of living. It should secure our happiness, and I'm sure it will. So I encourage you to understand what scalar energy is. Do some research. Please welcome this incredible gift from God.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us tonight. And we hope you'll join us again at the Divine Energy Radio Show with research scientist Tom Palladino and his co-host Monet Kelsall. It's been our pleasure to have you join us tonight. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, everyone.